Nationals All-Star pitcher Mackenzie Gore is with us right now, and he will be with us every Wednesday when he's not starting. When he's starting on a Wednesday, we'll have to move the interview around. But weekly for the remainder of the season, we're fired up about this. We have known and gotten to know Mackenzie well over the last few seasons. He's always enjoyable to catch up with and very candid and has great insight. So, Mackenzie, first of all, thank you for jumping on right after the game from the clubhouse in Kansas City. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, dude.
We're excited to do this for the remainder of the season. What a win for you guys. It was one of those where you get off to the 5-0 start early and then have to play keep away, and then it took the dramatic big hit from Dalen Lyle. What's it like in the clubhouse after a getaway day win like this where you guys battle to the final minute?
Yeah, it's great. You know, getaway day wins are they're always the best. But, you know, it was a gutsy win. Like you said, big hit in the by Dalen, and just a really good way to kind of end the road trip and get some momentum going into a series this weekend.
Is travel, and you guys are such pros, you go through the ups and downs, and, you know, we as fans experience everything, but you guys are again, part of the reason why you make it to the major leagues is your makeup, where, you know, it's water off a duck's back when things are bad, and, you know, you're even keel when it's good. Is it really more fun to travel after a win like this?
Yeah, I think so. For sure. Winning is a lot more fun than losing, so 100%.
When you get on the plane on a day like today, like, I'm sure there's clicks and everyone kind of does their own thing, but is it cards or music or people just kind of locked into their iPads? Like, what's going on for those of us that have never been on one of those team charter flights? What's that like?
We got a good group here, so there's a lot of, it could be cards, there's always music being played, but we're always kind of chatting and hanging out, so we got a good group, and so the flights are always fun, and kind of whatever had happened in that game before is over with once you get on the airplane. And but yeah, flights are great. It's, you know, it's one of the things you look forward to when a season starts, is you get to kind of hang out on flights again. So,
Mackenzie, how are you feeling just at this stage? Again, I think we underrate it sometimes. It's such a grind what you guys go through. You're showing up in February and getting ready for this long season. It feels like you've been probably doing it on this treadmill for, you know, 100 years as you get into the dog days of July and August and, you know, almost to September. Just how's the body feeling? How's everything feeling stuff wise?
Yeah, I feel good. Once you get this point of the year, you know, it's kind of all about how you feel. And everybody, obviously, you don't feel as good in August as you did at the beginning of the year, but that's kind of everybody. And but I feel great. And, I've been taking the ball every 5 days. So, you know, credit to people around me for that. And then, you know, but yeah, the body's awesome. Feels great. And I'm ready to go again Friday.
Nats All-Star lefty Mackenzie Gore will be on the bump against the Phillies on Friday at home at Nationals Park, and he has pitched 24 times as a durable, you know, reliable arm. As he said, taking the ball every single time out, coming off one of his more dominant starts of the season, he got back on the good foot. 3 hits, scoreless, 10 strikeouts in San Francisco, 6 innings, walked just 1. What went so right for you in that start? And I got to tell you, I loved your comments after the A's game, not just about yourself, but the team in general and kind of the way things were trending as a pitching staff. It was a moment where you really showed up as a leader and said, hey, this isn't good enough. We got to get this right. And then lo and behold, you go out there and you walk the walk. What did you think kind of going into that game about the importance of it, and how did it feel coming out of it?
Well, you know, I was in that little stretch where you're not playing well. You go in, try to make adjustments to kind of just get back to where you need to be. I meant what I said. That was a tough 4 or 5 days for us. And unfortunately in this game, you're going to have a tough week or so, or a couple weeks, no matter who you are. And, but you got to understand that it doesn't take a whole lot to get back where you need to be. And that's kind of what we had to do. But San Fran is over. So now we're getting ready for Philly, a really good team. We had to get back to doing what we're supposed to do. And we did a nice job of that.
I'm curious, did you hear, Mackenzie, from anybody, like players or people in the org, that liked the comments and kind of said, hey, I'm glad you did that? Because sometimes it takes a leader or someone stepping up and saying something along the lines of what you did, which is like, this is not acceptable, we're big leaguers. And there aren't that many veterans left in the clubhouse, really, in terms of like guys 30-plus who have won championships or anything. Did that come up at all, or did you just feel like someone had to do it, or was it just naturally what happened?
Yeah, I think it's just natural. I think there's a lot of guys with opportunity here. A lot of guys first time in the big leagues. It's just kind of, we all felt it. We still have some guys that have been around for a bit, and We understood that wasn't, you know, no matter what your record is, there's a right way to play the game and a wrong way, and that just wasn't what we should have been doing. And we played much better on this road trip, so credit to those guys, and they've got some opportunity, and they're playing, you know, they're giving it all they got, and so it's been fun to watch those guys.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore with us here on Grant and Danny. You mentioned Philadelphia having a great season, one of the best records in the National League, first place in the East. Is there a little bit extra for a game like that where you can play spoiler and kind of let your competitive juices go as you are such a huge competitor?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know they're really good. It's Philly. We play them a lot. And you better be ready to go or they'll beat you. And it can get ugly quick with them. And so you just got to come in ready to go prepared. And there's always a good crowd when we play them. So it'll be a lot of fun. And, they're a really good team. And you get opportunity to play against the best. So
McKenzie's thrown against them, the front runners in the division, twice this year. Two quality starts, including opening day. Six innings.
Unbelievable.
One hit, 13 strikeouts. Maybe the best start of your career. Going back real quick, you mentioned the rut before. I have not gotten a chance to talk to you about this. Was there any possibility, do you think, in that A's game that you were tipping anything? Was that something you guys looked into? When someone like you, as dominant as you are, has an outing like that, it's always the first thing I think about, and maybe it's just a lazy take, but did you look into that or try to figure that out, or did you just move on?
Well, you have to look at it, especially when, you know, it's 3 out of 4. We were getting on some runs, and, you know, we hadn't been doing that all year, and yeah, that, you know, there's a lot of balls over the heart of the plate, and there was no swing and miss. So that's always a box you have to check when you give up runs. We didn't find anything, and there wasn't a crazy adjustment we needed to make other than, a few things mechanically and, try not to throw the ball down the middle as much. But that's always a box you have to check. But that's even when you pitch well, you got to look at that because teams are so good at finding it. Second or anything now, that it's something you got to stay on top of every start.
I was going to say, I just think that's something a lot of times fans don't talk about or think about, rather, is maybe the better way to put it. But I remember talking to a hitter in the big leagues earlier this year about this, and they're like, it's all we do. Like, all we're doing is trying to find a little bit of a tell. And sometimes it's something none of us would notice that a team might pick up on. So it just feels like a bigger part of the game maybe than we acknowledge.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and teams that are good at it, that's awesome. You know, they're super prepared going in for whatever they're trying to do. And, you got to respect teams that are really prepared. And that's just part of the preparation these days is teams have gotten so good at it. And then on the other side, you got to be able to not do that. So,
Mackenzie, we mentioned this at the top. We're pumped to have you on every week. And as a regular guest, you are entitled to pick your walk-up song. So when you join us every Wednesday, unless you're pitching, in which case we'll figure it out. Do you have a song in mind, something that you'd want to hear when it's Mackenzie Gore time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty bad at picking songs and stuff like this, but I mean, I have a walkout I've had for 4 years now, so I guess we could just use that. Crooked Smile by J. Cole is what it is, but I also, if there's something else y'all want to do, that's fine with me too. So.
All right, very good. Well, we will roll with that for now, and if something comes up, maybe we can ask our audience as well. We'll get some of the listeners who are Nats fans to chime in, but I like it. We're fired up, man. It's going to be cool to have you on the show the rest of the way. Thanks for agreeing to do it.
And appreciate you, buddy.
Can't wait till chatting next week.
Yep, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you then.
Have a good trip, man.
Travels. There's Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.